When it's game day, you don't want to mess around. You want to sound smart. Smarter than your coworkers. Smarter than your buddies. Most importantly, smarter than your spouse. Bringing technically awesome college football analysis direct from the heart of the SEC, your host, sports analyst, SEC blogger, and football fanatic, Shirley Winners. Exclusively on RollTideWarEagle.com. So listen up to sound smarter than everybody. It starts here.
When you think LSU, what comes to your mind? Fun people, great food, clock management? Well, for me, I think awesome defense. But this year, defensively, LSU may not be the amazing defenses we're accustomed to seeing in the purple and gold, but they're still a great defense. On the season, they have two shutouts, and they held Wisconsin scoreless in the fourth quarter while LSU went on to score 15 points to come back from behind and win the game. In case you haven't followed the Badgers, the LSU game is their lowest score for their offense on their season and the most points allowed on their defense. As good as the LSU defense is, will they be any match for Auburn's magic recipe on offense? Auburn's offense will bring high speed, physical power, and so much talent that if they get in trouble, Coach Malzahn will add enough trickeration sprinkled in to win the game. There are a few issues on Auburn's offense. They have turned the ball over four times this year. Also, Patrick Miller, who started the first four games at right tackle, left the game after the 17th snap due to an ankle injury, and he may not play against LSU. With Miller out, Auburn moved Avery Young to take his place at right tackle and shifted Devontae Danzy into the left guard spot to take his place. If Miller doesn't play Saturday, he leaves a pretty big deficit for the Auburn offensive line, who's been gaining more yards rushing than passing. LSU is number one in the conference in passing defense, while Auburn is near the bottom, 11th in the SEC conference in passing offense. So Auburn will rely on their running game, as they have been, and they may get a break because this Saturday they'll be facing an LSU defense that's 12th in the SEC in defending the running game. Even though LSU is pretty stingy with points, Auburn will outscore Wisconsin, who put 24 on the LSU defense. LSU has a very balanced attack of rushing and passing and has four interceptions on the season. LSU and UAB scored the same number of points on Mississippi State. And Auburn held Arkansas to fewer points than Texas A&M did. So looking at the way the offenses are responding to Auburn, I think it will be difficult for LSU to score more than 20 points on the Auburn Tigers. The key for the Mississippi State win over the LSU Bulldogs was that they got a jump on top early and a 14-0 lead in the first quarter. In a late LSU rally, they outscored Mississippi State 19-3 in the fourth quarter, scared Bulldog fans to death, but it was too little too late for a Tiger victory that night. Mississippi State scored 34 points on LSU, and that was the lowest scoring game for the Bulldogs offense all season. Now, Auburn is missing some key players. Gus Malzahn suspended veteran safety Jeremy Whitehead for the Thursday night showdown against K-State, and we haven't seen him on the field since. Whitehead, you may remember, caught a pass tipped by Robinson Therese for an interception in the Arkansas game. He's a powerful player on the defense and is missed by those who depended on him on the Auburn team. Will his absence be a factor in the LSU game? A couple of injuries also plague Auburn. Auburn's leading tackler, Casanova McKenzie, who has 29 tackles on the season, went out of the game last week due to a concussion and was replaced by Anthony Swain, who made four tackles in that game. Chris Frost also sustained an injury last week on his left knee and also left the game and was replaced by true freshman Trey Williams, who came in and made seven tackles. So the battling Skip Holtz were a pretty physical team for Auburn. Malzahn said, "We're trying to be smart with them so that they can get in the game." It kind of sounds to me like there's a possibility we may see them in the game against LSU. The LSU offense is going to be pretty well matched by the Auburn defense. LSU is 6th in rushing offense, and Auburn is 3rd in rushing defense. LSU 9th in passing offense, Auburn 7th in passing defense. Seems a little bit even there. Keys for Auburn. Third down conversions. Auburn is second in the conference in third down conversions, only behind Alabama. Special teams. Auburn's special teams are special too. Auburn's number one in the conference in punt returns and has a kicker who easily makes 45-yard field goals. The Auburn Tigers are fourth in rushing offense. Not as good a matchup for LSU, which is near the bottom at 12th in rushing defense. Auburn is wearing down opponents. Cameron Artis Payne is averaging 9 yards a carry in the fourth quarter. Bring in fresh fourth quarter legs. Bring in fresh fourth quarter legs. That should be the chant in the fourth quarter. If Auburn gets their running game going, LSU won't be able to stop it. So, what's going to happen when two never die, fight to the end, fourth quarter, comeback teams come play each other? One thing's for certain, fans' butts will remain in seats until the end of the game and the clock strikes zero. And at that time, it will be Auburn 34, LSU 26. Thank you for joining us for this week's special edition of Shirley's Picks. And remember, Shirley's Picks are always free because no one will pay for them. RollTideWarrior.com, y'all.